How are you, Jeff?
Doing real good, Tony. How are you?
Looking forward to another football season. Looks like our Spartans are going to be rocking and rolling again.
Absolutely. I still remember the Notre Dame game very vividly.
Let's talk about Doubting Industries. Bring us up to date with what Doubting Industry does and some of the incredible growth you've seen recently.
Well, we're kind of reinventing ourselves again. A couple of years ago, we ventured off into some technology advances in wind arena and some of the renewable energy, and we're now installing those machines, and it's a very disruptive manufacturing process that I think is going to change the way we do business here in the future.
Remember, when we had you on the show the last time, boy, it's been some months now, you had talked about, when you talk about these wind turbines that you see all around the world, you folks were trying to develop the process. You had told me how each one is made individually, but a good net technique to mass manufacture these in the same way that we do vehicles hadn't been done yet. You had been working on that. Are you? Where are you as we talk about that?
Well, that's exactly what we've done. We're installing equipment that that is now built around the component rather than the component having to find a piece of equipment to do it. And we're seeing tremendous results in throughput and efficiencies. You're going to see this entire industry change. And what's interesting about the renewable energy industry is it allows us to bring new techniques into a market where most of your legacy companies are they're opposed to new ideas and they're not willing to jump into them. Where this industry needs the ideas, it needs the improvements, and it's a great place to start.
And it's very important to have an assembly line process where each product is exact and high quality, and you believe that once you're able to do that, business will be really booming.
Well, the industry's demanding it. You can't take a blade, for instance, that's 60 or 70 meters and make it by hand and expect the next one to be the same as the first one. And repeatability is a huge part of manufacturing today. You want to know that each component that you get is exactly like the last one. Can you imagine if your ceiling fan, every one of those blades weighed 10 or 15% different, more or less than the other one, you'd have a real problem with noise, and eventually it would break down. So these are the things that we see bringing in the automated process with better materials. We're working with some of the largest companies in the world on this, and you'll hear some announcements very shortly that are going to be very, very exciting.
When do you hope to have the process ready to go?
The machines are being installed right now. So we see by the fall this process should be in line. There's some organizations and some companies lining up right now to do some things together that you'll see in announcements. Excuse me, Tony, that are coming shortly here in the future, and it's going to be very exciting for Michigan, for Eden Rapids, and for the whole country, as a matter of fact.
Well, speaking of this huge investment that your company is making, I wanted to get your take on the new tax plan. It looks like the Michigan business tax is dead and gone.
You know, that's a great thing. The fact is the jobs cure all the problems, and business needs funds to expand and grow. If you're not growing, you're going backwards. And so the desire of a business community is to grow and expand. And the more funds or the more bottom line that you have, the more your capability to do that is. And I think that any time that you can, I know it gets politicized and a lot of people think, oh, here we're taking care of the rich business people and that, but that's really not the facts. I mean, many times it's just kind of distorted depending on who's attacking or defending the issue or the policy. But businesses need funds. They need money to expand. They need money to hire people. When you hire people, this jobs creates the taxes that the government needs, and it's on and on and on. But I think that if we can go back to the original concept that these jobs will cure all the problems the government has for funding.
Jeff, how do you respond to people who say that business is getting too much of a break in helping with this $2 billion budget deficit that we have, and the middle class and the poor people are giving up a lot more because business is getting too many tax breaks?
Well, I would ask, what is business doing with it? Are they putting it in their pocket and going to the islands? No, they're expanding their businesses and they're hiring people. I mean, they're doing exactly what the state needs to do to grow and to get the people that are in need of a job and in need of what what those jobs bring is that's how it's done. That's how you make business go. And I think that any time that you can attract business, make business want to come to your state, make business want to grow there, and the businesses are there, want to expand there, I think you're going to begin to solve those issues. You know, I remember years ago we went to South Carolina, and on the back of the rental cars there was a sticker that said, "Business people, we love you." And now you can see what's happened in the South. When they welcomed the business people in and welcomed these kind of opportunities down there, they had a tremendous growth rate. And that's where Michigan needs to go. We need to become the attractive state. We've got everything here. All of the tools are here. All the engineering tools are here. This is a great place to start a business, to do business. Technologies are here, and we just need to get some of the things in line that attract business people.
All right, Jeff, before I let you go, you were recently named the small-tier Michigan Manufacturer of the Year, a little hardware for the office. That's a pretty cool thing.
How about that? That was actually quite a surprise, but it'll be exciting to see what we're doing. We're bringing some things to industry that's never been seen before. These are machines that have never been built, and it's going to be very exciting. And as you see this technology change, you'll see many more businesses come along with it.
And, Jeff, as we let you go, what's interesting with you is you're a pretty upbeat guy, and we've had a lot of conversations over the last year and a half. You tell me that you just have to stay the course when times are tough. Well, times are getting better, so how does that make your outlook?
Well, we're hiring people. We brought back about 70 people, and we're looking to expand and many different directions. We've added onto our facilities. We're looking at another expansion. I mean, this is what business does when times are good. You move forward, you expand, and you grow. And this is what's exciting about right now. Manufacturing is leading this country out of this recession. So it's a great time to be involved in manufacturing. I would have these young kids today look at engineering. There's a lack of engineers in the state. We need engineering. And it's a great opportunity for people that I think has been hidden for a while.
Jeff Metz is president of Doubting Industries. Jeff, it's always great to talk with you. Enjoy your day, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Tony.